Third perek of Menachah, second mission of Lo Yotzak. What is required by many Menachas that are made with a kli to pour oil into the kli before he puts the flour in. If he did not do that, it's still kosher. The same thing as Lo Yotzak. He's supposed to stir up the oil and the flour together. If he didn't do it, it's kosher. Lo Potat, after he baked them, he's supposed to bend them, break them. We'll see later on. If he didn't do that, it's still also kosher. La Malach, he didn't salt it. La Henef, he didn't wave it. Certain menachos have to be waved. La Hegesh, he didn't put it next to the side of the Mizbeach. Osha Potatan Pitim Merubes, he made too many. When he broke it to pieces that were too small, less than a gazais. La Moshron, he didn't smear the oil on it at the end. All these things are kosher. Ksheris. All these menachos are ksheris as long as he did the kmitza. And he burned the kmitzah. Asav kumsa b'koymetz chavata. If the koymetz of this korban get mixed up with the koymetz of another korban, or b'minchas koynim, b'minchas koyim mashiach, b'minchas nesachim, those are mincha of a koyin or koyin gadol or b'minchas nesachim are all burnt. So ksheira, because things that are supposed to be burnt get mixed up with things that are supposed to get burnt, you burn the whole thing, and it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'minchas koyin a mashiach, b'minchas nesachim psula. If it's got mixed together with mincha of the kohen gadol or minchas nesachim, it's possible shezeh b'lilasa ava v'zu b'lilasa raka. A regular mincha has a ratio of one lug per yisarin, whereas these ones have minchas kohen has three lugim per yisarin, and minchas nesachim some have 1 to 3 and some have 1 to 2. In b'lilasu mezu, and they absorb one from the other, and therefore it's possible, because what happens is it gets more oil than it's supposed to have, and if it's beyond the ratio it's supposed to have, it's considered that it's either too much oil or too little oil.